Studio 360.
Breakups pretty much always suck, but at least when you're a writer, you can get some material out of it.
The heart of my own, burned down alone. The light in your verse and the shadow between. The way that I was when I used to roam.
Not so long ago, the Canadian songwriter and singer Basha Bulat had a difficult split. But she pulled herself together to write 10 breakup songs. Then drove due south from Toronto, where she lives, to Louisville, Kentucky, to record them for her new album. And the resulting music sounded totally different.
You're not ready for the life to give. No, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? No, you can't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in?
It is a bona fide pop record. It's called Good Advice. I love it very much. And Basha Bulat is here to play and to talk. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So do you consider this a pop record?
I do. Some people think of that word as a negative term, but I don't really see it that way. I love all kinds of different kinds of pop music.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not like made by Swedish automatons. It's a particular kind of good pop.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're, I mean, as you said, it's a record that I wrote when I was going through a tough time, and sometimes you just want to get down to basics to get through those times.
And so you had these songs. Did the material, as you wrote the songs, want to be popular, or did you just decide, I've done these three other things, I'm going to switch it up?
I think in a greater scheme of things, I wanted to try and reflect the full spectrum of emotion, because for all the sadness or fear that you have in those big changes, you also have happy memories and joy and love. So I knew I wanted that, but I didn't want to stay tied necessarily. I wanted to make something that felt new.
And you had Jim James from the band My Morning Jacket produce the record. How did that collaboration come to be?
I'd known Jim for a few years, and something we had talked about over that time was how much it's important to keep doing something different and not repeat yourself.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew that he would be a good person to help me and encourage me in that way. And kind of one of the great things about Jim as a producer is that he is able to steer the spaceship, but you decide the planet that you're going to go to.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
Will you play a song?
Yeah.
And who are you playing with?
I am playing with Miss Lacey Guthrie, singing vocals on this song, Mr. Ben Whiteley on the bass and vocals, and Mr. Dave Given on drums.
And this is going to be?
This next song is called Fool.
Great.
I'm still in your
That was Basha Bulat and her band playing Fool off the album Good Advice. I can see that being a gigantic hit song.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully, it might be. Hopefully. Never know.
The songs on your last album, Tall, Tall Shadow, were about awful things, the death of somebody close to you. And the music sounded darkish, unlike what we just heard. But the lyrics were all pretty hopeful. On this album, the music is brisk and upbeat and driving and poppy. But the lyrics are not so much. Is that tension between lyric and music, you know, an MO for you?
Yeah. There's a quote that I love all the time. I bring it up all the time. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked.
Yeah.
I just love that phrase so much because it's always there. Both are always there.
Yeah. Your parents emigrated to North America from Poland. And it sounds like your mother was almost raising you to be who you became. She's a piano teacher, right?
Yeah, she was.
So she's a piano teacher, introduced you to classical music, played music all the time. And then what's this story about, like, in order to get free tickets for you and your brother to go to a rock concert, she would just, like, be a stalker of pop music contests?
Well, yeah. My mom was kind of taking care of my brother and I on her own. And so she was working a lot to make that happen. And she would just call every, you know, radio station.
To try to be the 194th caller and win the tickets?
Yeah, yeah. They knew her by name. They saw her on the caller ID and they said, oh, she just keeps calling. Just let them have the tickets.
Really? So it worked.
Yeah. I mean, it was such an amazing... I mean, that's why she came to Canada. It was because she wanted us to be able to do all the things that she wouldn't have been able to do at the time in communist Poland when she was our age, you know?
And what are some of the acts you saw?
This may surprise you, the bands that I was really into.
I relish surprise.
Radiohead was one of the big ones. Foo Fighters, a band called Air from France that I loved. Beck. I saw Beck a few times.
None of those surprised me, actually.
That's good.
I don't know Air, but otherwise they don't surprise me.
I think we even saw Blink-182 with Bad Religion or something.
Yeah. Okay, now we're getting into the neighborhood of surprise.
That was more my brother's realm.
Yeah. Great scene in the Basha Bulat biopic where your mother is getting these free tickets.
Just a few hours of speed dial.
Yeah. I also have read that you are working on a record in Polish.
I am. I've got a few projects on the go. That one has been going on forever. But
what's the idea? Just write songs and then translate them into Polish, or like play your versions of old-fashioned Polish folk songs, or what?
It was more writing in Polish and really kind of, as the first generation Canadian, you're from one place, but also you have such deep roots in another place. And when you go back to that place, you don't necessarily belong in that place
either. Of course.
So it's an interesting, you're kind of a hyphen.
Do you speak Polish?
Very poorly.
But good enough to write some songs?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the recording studio. You can do as many takes as you want.
Right. Well, good. Basha Bulat, it has been a complete pleasure to listen to this album, to talk to you. Thanks. And will you play us out with another song?
Yeah, thank you for having me. This song's called Infamous.
Great.